Begin transmission.
Yeah, right. We know that's an incorrect time. Don't even need to make any comments about it. But I should tell you that the correct time is actually 1930 UTC. And that, of course, is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. So let's do that. And let's do that by drinking some tea. Yeah. A good tea, and I need lots of it, because I still have this head cold. I have this head cold that is just making my sinuses absolutely crazy and insane, both. And I'm not enjoying it that much, but something I know that I will enjoy is going to the numbers. So let's get the numbers going. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 179, number 216, number 277, number 451, number 498, number 786. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady. Man, I don't know how good of a show I'm going to turn in today. Because, I got to tell you, I'm not feeling great. And I don't feel particularly terrible or bad. It's just... I can't do anything because my head is all... There's a giant pressure in my head, and it's making me weird. Anyway, so what are we doing? Well, I'm sitting here in front of my computer, if you can call it that, because what I need to do is I need to try to read this card. The other day, a few days ago, when we were up in the war room, that was like 2 weeks ago, right? We were up in the war room playing with Gundams, and I noticed something. I noticed that, oh, there's a camera up here. Yeah, it's one of my old cameras. It's one of my old cameras that I haven't used in, you know, a number of years. And I didn't realize that I had left it up there. So anyway, this morning, just moments ago, I was thinking about this last night. I thought, wait, what's on that camera? So moments ago, I ran up to the room and I grabbed the camera to check to see if there was some kind of memory card in it. And of course, yes, there is. I had taken the batteries out, but not the memory card. And what the kind of memory card is it? It's one of these huge... It's not an SD card. I can't remember what these are called. The smart cards? Anyway, this one's 128 megabytes. Ooh, 128 megabytes. Wow. And now I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to be able to read this to see what photos are on it? And so... For a minute or two here, I was digging around and I found this thing. And this is a little, actually it's kind of big. It's a 6-in-1 card reader, branded by a famous camera company. And it says, made in China for the name of the company, which is a giant company that at one point in time it may still have its headquarters in Rochester, New York. So anyway, I'm trying to figure out, can I hook this up to my little baby computer somehow? Yes, it seems like I can. I just need to be able to plug this USB business into the USB business port. Now, that sounds like a fairly simple thing to do. Oh, and it is, apparently. Okay, so now I think this is the appropriate slot. Which way does it go? Does it face up, face down? Okay, I have put a card into the slot. Now we gotta see if anything happens. Yeah, okay, we have recognized the card. It's a damn miracle. Yeah. So how do I want to look at this? Do I want to open this in File Manager, or do I want to do it the cool guy way? We're gonna do it the cool guy way. But first, let's see how full it is. It's only 72% full. Okay, so let's check it out. Typing with one finger here. Change directories / media / disk. Enter. Wait, why am I doing it this way? Am I being smart here? No, I'm not. But I don't care. I want to look at this anyway. Because I'm a dork. Oh, yeah. And I'm starting to remember the scroobiness of the filing system of this camera as I try to dig deeper. Yeah. Is this going to be worth my time and effort? I really have to doubt it. Yeah. And there we have a big listing for photographs. Okay, so we're going to flip over to my other desktop where I have a bunch of tabs open in a web browser. And what am I looking at? I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for PyGow. Not PyGow Poker, the real game of PyGow. And of course the card game of Basset. Well, we can dump this and we can open up something I never use, which is I don't even know what they call this. Some kind of filing system. So I'm doing some kind of GUI thing. And I'm trying to open a folder. Shouldn't this show me? Okay, yeah, here we go. All right, exciting. I am now looking at a bunch of thumbnails of, I can't even tell what all it is I'm looking at. Well, okay, yeah. What we have here are pictures of, here's a few pictures of my cat. No, this is me trying to pick pictures of something else and my cat's getting in the way. Pictures of my cat, some pictures of my modeling. Some of my science fiction small models. Oh, here's some interesting photos. Here's my cat outside somewhere. Here's a bunch of morel mushrooms. Well, what a surprise. How is this a surprise to anyone? And more pictures of morel mushrooms. Oh, here's some interesting photographs. Yeah, so after the morel mushrooms, then we have, oh geez, there's a picture what did we used to call this one? We used to call this one the Grail. You know what? I am going to copy this and put it somewhere. Actually, I'm going to copy both of these over into this mushroom folder down here. Okay, so there's a few more photos in here that are very interesting to me. Between 127 and 151. Write that down, Tobe, so we can check that out later. I guess we don't have to. I'm just being an idiot, because my brain is not on full power. 127, 2. I'm surprised I didn't delete these. 151, and there's some others in here. Okay, then we go to more, a lot more pictures of mushrooms. Awesome. And then, mushrooms, more craft projects, you know, modeling. Making lots of models. And then we got some more interesting photos from 191 to 214. Well, not quite. Oh, I gotta clean all this stuff up. Not because I need to use this for anything, this card for anything, but I need to do some stuff. Oh, and look down here. We got some more 234, 239. I'm just finding some photos that I know that I don't have these archived in other places, and so I just want to make sure that these get saved for posterity. All right. Oh, and then there's more pictures of mushrooms. Mushrooms. Yeah, this one particular camera. It was really good for taking macro photos. It had a really nice macro mode, and it was great for taking pictures of mushrooms up close. I had to put a layer of like tissue paper over the flash to, you know, bring the exposure down. But oh, you know, if that camera still works, I wonder if it does. I think it does. I don't remember it being dysfunctional. But I should power that back up, put the card back in it, and use that too for, you know, mushroom photos. It was great because you could just put it in macro mode, set it down 6 inches in front of a mushroom, click, and you would just get a beautiful, beautiful photo. All right, so I know of some stuff I need to work on later. Okay, great. So what are we going to work on now? Well, once again, I need to apologize for not having the most exciting show to be listening to today. But we need to go into the other room, so let's grab the tea. I'll open the door and go see what's up. If you listened to yesterday's show, you'll remember that I got a bunch of new tea. And I was going to put off drinking it until, you know, my taste buds return to normal. Because with this head cold, things are tasting a little bit weird to me. And I was going to put off drinking some of this tea, especially the Dahong Pao. But I've been starting to think that, and I started thinking this last night, actually. I started thinking that maybe I should get into some of this Long Jing for its healing properties. Long Jing is a green tea, blah, blah, blah. Antioxidants and blah, blah, blah. Hi, Pippa. Hi. Okay, come on. Yeah, you're doing it wrong. You're not... don't stand on the wires. Come over here. Get on the kitty spot. Get in the kitty pit. Okay, yeah. See, did you remember? Yeah, there we go. Genius cat number one remembers the daily routine. The routine... Oh, did you miss me? Somebody missed me overnight and says, oh, you got to pay attention to me now. I'm trying to do the dubious goals committee. Okay, yeah, lick the blanket. That's smart. Okay, Pippa is now with us and involved in starting to figure it out. Yep, okay, she's doing the turning around technique. Okay, now do the sitting down technique. There you go. Your technique will not be defeated. Right, so, what are we even doing? What is even happening? What is going on? Nobody seems to know. Oh my God, I'm having a hell of a day. So, what are we talking about? What are we... Oh, my head. So anyway. Wait, we need more tea. So I fell asleep last night watching Mahjong games. Oh, this tea is good. Yeah, I was sitting there watching Mahjong, and two things happened. I started thinking, maybe I should drink the Longjing. Good tea. That's not what I'm drinking now, though. No. Oh, I think I'm going to break out some Longjing later. The Dragon Well. The 1.1 pound dragon. The Longjing. Oh, it's a baby dragon. You're a baby dragon. Oh, man, my head. What was it? What am I doing? Right. I was watching Mahjong again. Late last night, thinking about drinking tea, when something interesting happened. Oh, wait. Sydney beat Australia. I mean, Australia beat India in Sydney. Oh my God, I'm being so stupid. I can't even think or talk straight. It's starting to affect my brains, he says. And when you realize it, you know you're in bad shape. So anyway, I was watching Mahjong, and it was one of these tournaments or something where they felt like they had to do player introductions. And so they did the player introduction, and guess what? Oh, you know that woman that I like to watch? My favorite professional female Riichi Mahjong player? I finally learned her full name. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that last week I thought that I figured out that her first name was Akira. What are you doing, Pippa? Well, I can now confirm that. Her name is Akira Wukutsu, or in Japanese, Akira Wukutsu, or Wukutsu Akira-chan. And I'm fascinated by this woman, because I love what she does to her hair, first of all. And isn't she a little bit old to be sort of dressing up as a gyaru? And isn't gyaru circle culture sort of a thing of the past? Yes, it is, but that's why I like her. She's sticking to her guns. She's saying to the world, yes, I am OG gyaru. And I find this highly admirable. I really like this. It's like somebody, I don't know how to, what would be the, like an American or at least Western equivalent? I don't know. Yeah, it's sort of like when you say, where am I even going with this? I do not know. Oh, I think we're going to have to go to a musical interlude because I can't keep... I can't keep this up. I cannot maintain. And this is going to come as a shocker. You're not going to see this one coming. Oh, why did I get this in my brain? I don't know, but we're actually going to listen to a little bit of... I can't believe I'm about to say this. We're actually going to listen to some Creedence Clearwater Revival at this time. But you're not going to be able to guess the song. I don't think you will. But if you guessed Keep on Chuglin', maybe you're right. Did you guess it right? Of course we got to listen to this one. I should learn this. This is awesome. We'll be right back. Yes, beautiful. I love it. And it supports my theory that chord progressions are overrated. Who needs a chord progression when you're just, juggling? That was, of course, John Fogerty, Tom Fogerty, and a couple of other guys whose names I have suddenly forgot. I feel terrible, Dave, something. Also known as CCR, Creedence. Creedence Clearwater Revival with Keep on Chuglin'. One of the greatest one-chord songs ever written. And when was that written? That would have been, I don't know, like 69 or 70. Or maybe, what album was that on? Maybe a little bit earlier, so 68 or 69. And we didn't have another good one until Pepper by the Butthole Surfers. Keep on Chuglin'. That's just good advice. When I look back through time to see, what kind of advice has John Fogerty, what kind of advice has Creedence Clearwater Revival offered us over the years? And it's been good advice. Advice like one, keep on chuglin'. Yeah, that's a no-brainer. Also, Run Through the Jungle. Yeah, that'll do it. And I'm sure there's much more, but right now we don't need to go through any kind of retrospective of every single Creedence Clearwater Revival hit. You can do that on your own. I highly recommend that you do. It's always good. Uh-oh, 90210's on. Special appearance by the Cardigans and June Lockhart. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Thank God we're running out of time. We've only got 20 seconds left, and looks like somebody's graduating. They must be graduating from college by now. Oh, it's just a shame. Are we going to have to listen to Pomp and Circumstance? Of course we are. Don't be stupid. This is America. And you've been listening to the Dubious Every Damn Day Committee. Blah, blah, blah. My head, I'm sick, I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.